George Gascon gloats over failed recall, attempted political power grab. By Joel B. Polak on August 15, 2022. Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon celebrated the announcement Monday that a recall petition against him had failed, after officials eliminated nearly 200,000 signatures in a controversial review from which observers were excluded. Gascon tweeted, "Grateful to move forward from this attempted political power grab, rest assured LA County, the work hasn't stopped. My primary focus has been and will always be keeping us safe and creating a more equitable justice system for all. I remain strongly committed to that work and to you." The dismissal of the recall petitions is a victory for billionaire left-wing donor George Soros, who spent millions to elect Gascon in 2020, ousting Jackie Lacey, the first black woman to hold the job. But it represents a great defeat for public safety in LA, according to Gascon's critics, who blame him and his reform policies for a surge in violent crime in the county. Gascon took office in December 2020 and immediately began to implement policies consistent with the priorities of the Black Lives Matter movement, ending cash bail, canceling sentence enhancements for murder suspects, and allowing one notorious sexual abuser to serve a short sentence in juvenile prison that ensured he, or she, now a transgender woman, would not have to register as a sex offender. The same convict was later arrested for murder. Los Angeles County argued that observers did not have the right to watch the examination of signatures because it did not qualify as an election under the law. The county rejected less than 1% of ballots submitted by mail in the 2020 election. In June, San Francisco voters recalled left-wing district attorney Chazza Boudin, who was a close political ally of Gascon. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak. Photo, file.